You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Steve Loiz, CEO and founder of Qualigence, a research and recruiting firm that provides its clients the competitive intelligence, knowledge, and resources necessary to improve their ability to identify and recruit the right talent. Steve, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. Qualigence, such an interesting company name. Tell me how you got the name and what your company does.
Well, we actually got the name from our clients when we were looking for a new name to move from the original name SOS Consulting back in 1999. We went to our clients and said, why do you use us? And the answer was really two words: the quality of the work we provide, the intelligence that we provide them with, and we married the two words together, and thus we have Qualigence. There's really two things that we do that you opened up with, and one is competitive intelligence, one is recruiting, or the second is recruiting. Competitive intelligence can look at a number of different ways: name generation, org chart development, understanding how your competitors are structured, what they do, used for purposes not just around recruiting, but business development, mergers and acquisitions, and so forth. And then the other piece is recruiting as well.
Excellent. And intelligence about your competitors can be an important part of your success in today's business climate. Can you provide an example of how that intelligence has helped a client?
Yeah, I'll actually give you two really quick ones. One, a Fortune 500 client that's looking to do very active in the acquisition space, trying to understand who's in the space, how those organizations are structured to determine if an acquisition or a merger would actually result in cost savings because of overlapping core corporate structures. That's just one example of the intelligence we provide. Second is a financial services organization looking to go into a new market, specifically on the West Coast. Who the competitors are there, how those organizations are structured, who's on the ground, both from a competitiveness, how do we set up, as well as from a recruiting perspective, who do we need to recruit?
And is it correct that you don't need any certification to become a recruiter? And I see you're trying to change the model. If you could get into that a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a funny thing. Well, recruiting is one of the things that there's really no education that's necessary. There's no real courses in college. You know, you've got HR curriculums in college. But I'll give you an example. Here in Michigan, if you're going to become a hairstylist, you go through cosmetology school. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. You have to take state boards. There's a lot to it, and you're messing with somebody's hair. Here in recruiting, where you're potentially helping people choose their next career, there's no education that's required. In fact, it's often a stepping stone for folks that get into recruiting, ultimately to get into HR or some other role, and which causes a lot of the problems because there's no consistency. There's really no knowledge sometimes of how to do the recruiting. As a result of that, we created the Recruitment Education Institute, where we've developed a certification program, both a recruiter certification program and an advanced recruiter certification program for more experienced recruiters, to really create that consistency, to educate them on the nuts and bolts of how to do recruiting, how to manage relationships with candidates, with your hiring manager, how to know really what your client or your hiring manager is looking for, and then how do you apply the plethora, the hundreds or thousands of tools that are out there that a recruiter could potentially utilize. What do you do with them? How do you use them in order to find the right candidate?
Today we're joined by Steve Loiz, CEO and founder of Qualigence, a research and recruiting firm that provides its clients the competitive intelligence, knowledge, and resources necessary to improve their ability to identify and recruit the right talent, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, I know you're an established speaker as well. If you would, share with our listeners about what topics companies are asking you to speak about these days and their reaction to your talks.
Yeah, companies are hungry for knowledge, and especially somebody who's been in the business of recruiting and research for a long time. And a couple of the real key ones that, organizations or institutions are currently asking for: social media. How does social media impact recruiting? How do you leverage social media the right way? What are the tools out there? What do you do with them? Diversity is another big one. You know, we all, this topic of diversity, you know, look at our current president and all that that goes along with that. How do you implement that within your organization? How do you do it in a fair way? How do you do it in a very consistent way? Communication in general, how to communicate with candidates, how to communicate with your hiring manager. These are some of the topics. And then recruiter metrics. How do you measure if recruiters are doing their job? How do you present to recruiters what their expectations are, and how do you hold them accountable for actually delivering the right person at the right time for the right position? Not something that's easy to measure.
Yeah, I bet so. Now, you're also an author as well. Tell us more about your book, Recruit or Get Out of the Way. I like that.
It's something that has been kind of a product of just loving the business and seeing all, what I view are a lot of the issues that are out there. And really tackling them head on. You know, recruiters kind of get in their own way and cause a lot of the problems that we ultimately end up complaining about, why searches go bad. And we have a tendency to push the blame on somebody else. And the whole premise behind the book, through both real stories of things that I've seen, things that I've experienced, situations that I've had to mediate, as well as some of what's in some of our training information, you know, this is the problem. Let's look at it for what it really is. Let's set the blame squarely on ourselves when it's appropriate to do that as recruiters. And here's some of the things that we need to do to set it right. It's interesting, the those that have seen some of the initial manuscripts of the book, there's two responses. One is extremely positive, and the other one is questioning the way in which I write, because it's very direct, it's very transparent. And it calls a spade, as the saying goes. So it's we were hoping to have it released earlier this year. We've actually got a final release date of December 1st of this year.
Well, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Qualigence and your book as well, as it's coming out December the 1st, Recruit or Get Out of the Way online.
There's really two places. One is Qualigence.com. That's www.qualigence.com. And for more information about the book, as well as my blog and some other information, it's steveloiz.com, www.steveloiz.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, any advice for the listeners that's considering starting their own business? What would you tell the listener?
Yeah, I would say do it. Plan it out. Make sure that you've done all of the research for that particular industry. Know what differentiates you from your competition. But more importantly, make sure you execute flawlessly. We started on basically a shoestring, but because of the difference in our execution, that's what allowed us to grow to the point we are here 14 years later.
That's absolutely outstanding. We've been speaking with Steve Loiz, CEO and founder of Qualigence, a research and recruiting firm that provides its clients the competitive intelligence, knowledge, and resources necessary to improve their ability to identify and recruit the right talent. And the website of reference, once again, is Qualigence.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for the invite.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.